This patient named David Collingsworth, Collingsworth. He's a 57-year-old male patient. Date of service 4/10/23. Date of birth 11/5/66. This patient is here as follow-up to a motorcycle accident. He sustains injuries during a motorcycle accident, which took place on April 2nd. He did not break any bones. Actually, correction, he did break one of his toes. He is here today for some wound care. He does have abrasions across, a small one across the palm of his hand, his right forearm, and the dorsal surface of his right hand, also on his the left palm of his hand, a very minor area. Overall, from what I can tell, he's lucky to be alive. He's doing well at this time. He walks without any assistance. Looking at these wounds, they're almost as though a second-degree burn through the epidermis completely. He has an area approximately 6 inches by 3 inches on his right lower abdomen. Also on his right leg at his knee, there's an area of excoriation. Granulation has started, doesn't appear to be any infection. He's got two areas, approximately an inch and a half by 2 inches, and another approximately the same size below that. He also on the left knee, another area, approximately inch and a half by inch and a half. He's been using bacitracin ointment to help the healing process. Period, new paragraph. No other issues have been verbalized to me today. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 127 over 76. Pulse 75, respiration 16, temperature 97.8. Oxygenation 97%. Current weight 278. Allergies to penicillin, current medication, tramadol. He's taking clindamycin for an antibiotic therapy. He's also on levothyroxine, metoprolol, irbesartan, Singulair, medical history, hypertension, high cholesterol, hyperthyroid, surgical history, tonsillectomy, also a hernia. No other issues brought forth today. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He doesn't appear to be in any distress. He was not in any distress as I cleaned some of his wounds. Period, new paragraph. Various of these wounds do have some sutures in them. Well, too early to take out at this point. We're just going to clean and apply some silvidine cream for this. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Neck. No thyromegaly, no lymphadenopathy, heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender, and of course more tender around where he has that excoriation or abrasion from the fall on the motorcycle. Period, new paragraph. Once again, we're cleaning these up today. Assessment and plan, multiple abrasions and skin excoriations from a motor vehicle motorcycle accident. The wounds will be dressed with silvidine cream. Bandages will be applied. We'll give a prescription for 400 grams of silvidine cream with one refill. They will obtain the appropriate bandages and do daily wound care. And he is to call me if there's any issues. His wife is here with us, and I've told her how to watch for certain areas of erythema or any worsening effect, and she will call us if there's any issues. Period, new paragraph. I am dictating this note in the room with the patients today, and the wife is sitting before me. She's nodding her head in agreement, and the patient, sir, nodding your head, he's giving me a thumbs up. So that's good. So they know the plan of care. They're going to keep track and watchful wait, and they're going to call me if they need me.